In the world of autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR, YouTube is the holy grail of tingle-inducing videos. They may range from personal attention role-playing to a very methodical visualization of an act such as painting or drawing. But the most popular and powerful triggers are sound-related. Whispers, tapping, crinkling, the sound of hair being brushed or cut are all able to immerse the listener in a very real and, more importantly, relaxing or familiar environment. By common practice, ASMR content is created to both visually and aurally stimulate the tingle response. So why do the majority of ASMR experiences get a more intense reaction from sound? Hayley, known on YouTube as Hayley Whispering Rose, is a content producer with over 39,000 subscribers. She explains why auditory triggers are so prominent.
Sound is the most real thing that we can replicate online. Sound can be replicated 360 degrees. If you were to plug in your headphones, I can give you a very real, a very three-dimensional projection of my voice that is very much like actually having me in the room with you. So it can very much replicate a real scenario where a sound trigger might have gone off in real life. Right now, we can play with like the sound of a razor shaving your head. You can almost, your mind thinks you're feeling it because it sounds like the razor's right next to your neck. There's no way to make that feeling happen with your eyes. So the sound is a much more realistic way to emulate a feeling than visuals, technology-wise and with the tricks of the mind.
Having a channel of her own, Hayley knows just how popular sound triggers are within the ASMR community and often finds herself dedicating entire videos to them.
There's requests for more humming. People like a lot of humming. So I did a whole video that was just humming. There's a lot of requests for like the thunder ears, which is what I called it, and the blowing in people's ears, you know, just the, which again is the biggest, just the vibrations in people's ears, which is basically just kind of the rubbing on the ears, which it creates a lot of vibrations in the microphones, in the binaural microphones.
Sound is extremely influential in our everyday lives, whether it's goosebumps when you listen to a piece of emotionally moving music, or the reassuring comfort of a parent's voice for a crying baby. It is in this way that the sound implemented into ASMR videos seeks to subdue the listener into a meditative-like state. Nadine has a stressful job. She's the head of year for 2 year groups in a secondary school. She comments on how sound triggers help her to relax at night.
I will always have things going around in my head, things that I need to do, playing the day over in my head. Once I've sort of found the triggers, which for me were soft-speaking and whispering, that I like the best, and I could use those just to systematically help me to switch off at the end of a day and help me get to sleep. I can kind of attribute that to my mother, who, when I used to get earaches when I was a kid, she would tell me stories in a soft voice or in a whisper to help me go to sleep. And I think that sort of sense of security and that quiet time and the attention to me was probably part of what helped it to become a trigger.
Nadine is not alone. There seems to be a correlation between adults who recollect experiencing ASMR as children and such memories serving as a foundation for discovering the most effective sound triggers in their current ASMR experiences.
When I was like 5 years old, my mother, she owned a theater and she would always have to type out scripts that she would adapt for her children's plays. And I would sit there on like a warm summer day and I would listen to her typing and pausing and thinking and then typing some more and then pausing and thinking and then she'd start typing some more and then she'd stop and think. And it would just, these waves of kind of tingly, sparkly tingles would just wash over. I used to call them the sparkles because that's what it felt like. It felt like sparkles washing over me.
Remarkably, each of the many individuals who contributed to this production could recall ASMR experiences as children, and that within these experiences, sound played a very large role.
those feelings did start in my childhood.
When I was younger, my granddad used to...
they were very evocative of my childhood.
I remember just being transfixed on the noise.
Because that's what I triggered from a lot when I was a kid.
Is childhood the answer to ASMR? Unfortunately, there is not yet enough conclusive research behind this unusual phenomenon to provide an explanation. As it currently stands, it seems as though these curious sensations are likely to remain more an intriguing internet sensation than a practice field of study.